Welcome to the eSuccubus podcast for June 20th, 2016. Today's topic is trigger phrases. We've all seen it, the stage show where the hypnotist snaps their fingers and someone acts like a chicken, or everyone falls asleep on cue. Often peer pressure, performance, and suggestibility tests go into that kind of show. But when it comes to trigger phrases over a prolonged period, they're actually at use already in a lot of BDSM contexts and in general dominant-submissive relationships. For example, if there's a specific command to get in a certain pose, and that pose always precedes enjoyable, sexy activity, eventually the command to get in the pose will also make the person aroused. Or if every time one puts on their collar and bell, it precedes sex or spanking or fun play, the act of putting on the collar will eventually evoke arousal. These conditioned responses where one comes to fetishize and almost build in an automatic conditioned response to a stimulus, a location, an object, a word. These kind of things are every day, everywhere. Now, with trigger phrases through hypnotic trance, we're playing a game. You are listening, I'm presenting. And the rules of the game are such that when you hear a certain phrase, a certain effect plays over. It's just that there are significantly more players online. The suggestibility holds over a little, especially when it comes to using triggers during a trance. For example, if I lay out a very relaxing scenario and help you chill out, it's like we're turning the tumblers on a combination lock. We're finding the way that you get to a certain altered state of mind. If you're then instructed that when you hear words, specific words, I like my night-night trigger, then you'll return to that state. What we're really saying is, here's a shortcut. Here is the avenue that goes from waking you to drifting, relaxed, suggestible you. When it's something like brain drain where the state is a little deeper, well, the triggers are made to remind one of just how they felt. So in effect, your brain is playing a sped-up version of whatever trance made you that way, way back when. And when it comes to things like, triggered alterations in consciousness, well, if you're a significantly better role player than most people, that kind of thing is very easy. But if you've been learning a role again and again, say by listening to things like my puppy play files, then you'll already have that role in your head, cataloged for later reference. And when you hear triggers that relate to it, you just let the role out. You climb into something you already wanted to do on some level, or are willing to explore doing. Or if it's combined with blankness, perhaps you enjoy, and your partner enjoys, and your hypnotist enjoys, the idea of you failing to even remember that state. Freeze triggers are a good example, where someone stays completely still and seems to lose time. And we can have that, especially if your trance is right on the border of you falling asleep, because then things get condemned to being dreamlike and hazy and fading away like water running out of your cupped palm. Eventually, it either runs away or it soaks in. That said, triggers are used in a lot of my work, partly because they save time, partly because they're fun and people get a kick out of seeing something they'd listen to nightly referenced again. The brain drain piece. Recently I made brain drain free on the site. It used to be a reward file for Patreon backers, but I switched it over because people were just, they needed it for various files, and I didn't even realize as I was doing it how much I was using it in four or five other files, and it's like, okay, I should really put this in. Often, however, I'll throw a trigger in a way that it's not essential, so someone who hasn't heard it before won't be negatively affected, because the rest of the trance makes sense. It's there as a bonus or a reminder, or to achieve a certain extra effect for those who like that kind of trigger. As to triggered responses over the long term, naturally, if you're playing with someone one-on-one, you're going to want to pick phrases that are unique to you. Of course, while I incorporate safety suggestions in the form of as long as it's safe to do so, or similar language. If something is a private phrase known only to you and your partner, you don't really need to bother with that, especially because someone else using it would seem weird, and, you know, the submissive simply would not go along. But a subject who is very literal-minded, or responds to trigger phrases however they're used, or is cool with open-use scenarios, really should have some safety instructions or some other kind of lock on their triggers, just because it'll make them feel safer and more comfortable. Does this mean someone who knows a triggered phrase to help someone into trance could just exploit it to make them do things? Not really. Some people are into that, and that kind of play might affect you if you believe in it hard enough, which is certainly true for some people, and that's often a cultural factor. But fundamentally, you're just going to find people respond to those they trust and less so to those they don't. Now, I mentioned triggered responses because I'm going to be doing a number of little trigger pieces in the coming days that are tied to specific objects. I'm working on a line of trigger phrases related to specific toys, because a bunch of people requested I make some for the Aneros series of anal toys, and for vibrators in general, and for kind of assistive collar-related pieces. I already have a few of those, but I'm going to be doing more with different modes and different symbols and stuff. As far as triggered objects, I have the Doe Aspect series of files, and of course the Submissive Pet lesson set incorporates a collar. Collar Call being the file in question. So you're going to see a little more triggered stuff out of me in coming days. But I also just wanted to talk about it in general, because people have asked me, you know, about triggered responses and retrieving hypno later. To me, the best way to be doing any kind of triggered thing is just as a kind of loving overture in a relationship of hypnotist and subject that is ongoing and romantic. Because then you can drop little triggers to help someone relax, or someone who's a submissive can have very specific commands to make them give a massage or remind them that they really should be presenting for use and pleasure. That kind of thought process can be fun, especially for people who really like to have clear commands. And that's how we hit on part of why a lot of people like trance in the first place. It's very clear-cut what one wants you to do. You'll never have to guess what your dominant wants, because the whole point of hypnosis is you're being told exactly what is desired of you, exactly what behavior is appropriate. You know the role, you know the game. And for submissives who are very eager to please, or for those who really want to help people get into their favorite fetish or explore it, knowing the rules, knowing the paces, knowing the steps, these things, they really help. So, let's get on with other talk. I'm going to include a number of little downloads with this podcast. Each one is just me saying one of my phrases, trigger phrases. One of the three phrases from the Brain Drain file, the one from the Attend file, and the trigger from the Night Night file. Also, the two triggers from the Siren's Voice file, which people have told me I should do more work like that. I'll post these underneath this link on the podcast page, and I'll also probably post them as an independent article on the front page so people can spot them and grab whichever ones they want. It'll just be simple little MP3s, a few seconds in duration, but they'll be suitable for you to edit them or modify them or use them in other places like playlists. And I think I'll start doing that for every file I release that has trigger phrases in it from now on. I'll also do, you know, got milk and the similar triggers. So let's see. Well, the status of the site. The Patreon is doing excellent. Thank you, everyone. That's Patreon, patreon.com/ESUCCUBUS. E-succubus. It's linked from the front page anyway, but seriously, check it out sometime. There's a lot of different stuff linked on there. I post all files on there, so even if you don't want to pledge, you can still kind of look at it. I also have a Tumblr and a Twitter, also linked from the main page. So basically, whatever you're looking for, you can find it on there. I do think that I'm going to be working a lot more on regularity of releases. That's why I'm building a buffer right now. I'm recording this podcast as part of a buffer. I'm trying to get two or three done that would be good. But after this, I'll start just doing them weekly. I just want enough online that I can kind of feel comfortable. Well, actually, I won't do it in full. I'll record little bits of them, and then I'll add parts that are relevant to what's going on that week as I post them. That way, it'll always have the most current news. Today, I'm going to be working on posting a little file I have, which is based on an idea someone had about limpness and chastity themes, but also just on the idea of being spent after orgasm. So it's an induction and deepener, but it encourages the listener to bring themselves to climax, and at the end it orders that climax. Then when the person is let go and come, it begins in an open-ended way to invite you to listen to the next session. So you can put this thing on a playlist, and basically you'll have already orgasmed before the main body of files happens. Great for limpness and chastity, good for some COC stuff, and it's great for anybody who is multi-orgasmic or wants to get off a few times during a session. I'm calling it Come Down, and, you know, that's punny, but I think it's pretty good. And basically I'm going to be posting that today. I'll be posting this, and I'll be posting little trigger snippets. Now, future works. We're going into summer here, so I'm going to be doing Corruption of Champions, Shark Girl, Goo Girl, all the lake content, which is appropriate. It's very outdoorsy stuff. I'll be doing a number of chastity and limpness files that will be free, and a number of increased arousal files also free, and I'm just going to be putting them out for people as a kind of, you know, welcome to summer thing. In terms of content for backers, I'm going to be expanding a number of the Corruption of Champions lines into a backer file and some reward files. Things that have been free so far, because, you know, I've got a lot of free stuff. And I'm going to be working on those collar files I mentioned. I think backers will like them. The other thing that's going on right now is just expanding into doing the podcast and a live session every week. I do have people lined up for live sessions, so I'll be doing at least one my side of a live session and posting it on Fridays. I'm going to start doing stories at least once a month, aiming for twice a month, ideally, when I get my workflow going. I'm going to be doing files over the coming few days to build a buffer, like I mentioned. And once I have that, I can branch out. I have a number of other projects that I've got my hand in. I mentioned in the last podcast that I've been consulting with other hypnotists, well, with Aurelia Alder and with a few other people who aren't as comfortable with me naming them. Just kind of helping them go over files, think of little improved phrasings. And I might partner with some of them to improve the site and have something else people can go take a look at. I won't say any more for now, but I do have both a science fiction-themed project and a fantasy-themed project upcoming. As of this site, you're going to see the typical 12 releases a month. I'm going to do a little burst of releases now to celebrate summer, actually. So over the coming 2 weeks, you're going to see an unusually large amount of content kind of dropping. And I hope people enjoy it. I don't have any listener questions, so if you're listening to this, remember you can send listener questions to mail@esuccubus.com and the podcast as the subject line, so podcast. And basically, I will answer any questions I get, specifically with the podcast on air. You can contact me anytime anyway, though. I'm still feeling very good about the level of enthusiasm and feedback I've been getting. Thank you for that. Everyone's going to see me being a little more social. I'm going to start posting on Reddit. I might go post on Gone Wild Audio. I'm going to post on the Tumblr and the Twitter more. It's just been a hectic little while. I moved locations, and I've been dealing with some life stuff. But I'm perfectly okay. In fact, I'm better than okay. I'm doing great. And I wanted everyone to know that. I do like hearing from people about what kind of files they'd like to hear. So if you have an idea, even if you don't plan to buy a custom file on the Patreon or whatever, go ahead and send me an email or a message. I will read your idea and get back to you. And, you know, if something's interesting and you're cool with me using it, I'll absolutely put it in the queue somewhere. I'm going to be updating the sneak peek document later today with kind of what's on my planned agenda, but things are going pretty good. I think I'm going to start sticking to Monday, Wednesday, and Friday as my release days. Monday we'll have a podcast, and Friday we'll have a live session chronicle. If there's any stories, they'll go out on Wednesday. And I will post files on two of those days most weeks. So it'll be one to two of those days. You're looking at 8 to 12 files, just like always, depending on how long they are. Now, this Wednesday, I'm going to be releasing basically the longest COC file I've done, which is a fetish cultist file. It's set on an island in the lake. It features a princess in a tower, basically, and her enchanted stockings. It has a little bit of kind of pretty dress-up play for the listener, including golden stockings and mind-numbing pleasure kind of thing. And then silver and gold lipstick and stuff like that. There's basically some makeup fixation, eye fixation, clothing fixation, and there's a special mantra that goes with it that's loopable to encourage the listener to get in their stockings and masturbate for those of my listeners who've asked for that recently. I hope it's enjoyable for people. And I do plan to do like two more files set on that island, just like I plan to do at least one more set on the potion shop, which I've done already, Fetish Cultist Potion Shop and Fetish Cultist Shop Service. I'm going to do a third one, at least. I'm trying to aim for about three of each COC location I open up. I will be doing some Monster Girl content and Monster Guy content in general. Not COC, but my own unique stuff. I also plan to move into Trials and Tainted Space. I've got some files already laid out. And pretty much I'm going to be recording starting at the start of the game. So I'm going to do it in a more methodical way than I did COC. I am finishing out the COC Forest and Lake during the summer, so that'll give me the first two areas finished and I can progress from there. There's just so much content and I want to do it all justice, writing my own unique take on everything. So far I haven't copied anything from the game and I don't plan to. It's all just my own stuff with the same characters as per permission. So yeah, that's what you see on that front. On the couples files front, I'm working on a whole series of kind of deep couples training things, a pair of files, 10 of them, so 5 for each person, for dominant-submissive situations. I want to work on a triggered, switchy kind of idea, but it's proving more difficult to write than I thought, and I'm going to test it out with some friends of mine, couples who are switches. So that's basically what's planned right now. Thanks for listening, and I hope that these updates are proving interesting. Try to have more to talk about next time, but I'm just wanted to fill everyone in on the status. There's a lot to come, and I'm excited about it. I'm feeling much better. Thanks to everyone who sent their support, and please continue listening. Goodbye for now.